This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a Victory Reaction Monday. And because your Texans win 23-20 at NRG Stadium versus the hated Indianapolis Colts to widen their lead in the AFC South back out to 2 and get them to 6-2 on the season. It was a hard fought victory. It was a tight game and a week, in fact, a slate where there was a lot of tight games this week. Funny enough, right? There was I think coming down to a point. Where and at the end of this game, where there were six.
It's been the way it's been games all year long.
And that slate is a lot of close games. Yeah. So obviously, you have to take some level of pride in getting that win. But there was a point during this game where seeing dudes go down, and I asked, "Is this going to be a Pyrrhic victory for this Texans team?" Now I know not everybody is like super familiar with that term, but like ever since I first heard it. Like, I never forget it. A Pyrrhic victory being one that inflicts such a devastating toll.
Was it worth it, basically?
That it's you have to ask, indeed, that question, was it worth it? And I kind of want to go through and talk about some of the things that you lost in the course of trying to get this win. And first and foremost, you have to think about Stephon Diggs.
That's at the top of the list, but he's not alone.
No, he is not.
He is not alone. Yes, so to answer your question, absolutely. Now, you still take it. I think by definition, and you would probably know this before I would, but a Pyrrhic victory means you'd give up the victory if you could change, you know, the result.
I had not even thought about it to that level.
But I wouldn't change the result. Stephon Diggs to the point where, and who would have figured that this was even be a conversation because of the depth they seem to have at the position, because of the supreme talent that we all thought they have and had at the position. You got to start thinking about another receiver. I'm not saying I'm advocating it.
Like acquiring one as we near the trade
maybe
deadline
not
in a week
top
or two?
Of the line. I mean, Robert Woods came in, what do you have, two catches and made some plays. Tank Dell stepped up. Xavier Hutchinson even made some plays. Even John Metchie made some plays. But if he is gone, and by the way, we're monitoring that. We'll let you know.
Yeah, I think he's supposed to have an MRI today.
Yeah.
And we have not heard anything further beyond that as of yet.
So we'll let you know if it is something that is long term. You know, obviously nobody around here hopes that it is, but it didn't look good. The three worst words in sports, non-contact injury.
Yeah.
Or them. I think you have to kind of kick the tires, look around, do what Nick Caserio does well and find that value somewhere that could maybe just bolster. I mean, again, in any other circumstance, you'd be saying, okay, well, these guys can get it done. They do have some depth. They still do have some depth. But again, we talked about this in the first and second segments. They do have a different standard right now.
Yeah.
You know, they are reaching different goals.
I'm interested that there's so many people that are immediately going to, you need to go get a wide receiver, because I thought that was the whole point of having this level of depth that you do. Especially seeing a little bit of a confidence booster for me, seeing Metchie come in and immediately finding some level of connection with CJ there. Obviously Metchie had some, Hutchinson had a catch, funny enough, for 19 yards, which matches his jersey number. Robert Woods is a guy that is very experienced in this league that I think you have a lot of trust in. Like, those are three guys that I imagine that you'd be cool running out there as three wide receivers a lot of teams would be happy with. In addition to the fact that you still have Tank Dell, and oddly enough, and I don't know if it's like a cruel joke enough, right? Once Nico Collins is not available for you and Diggs loses, is lost to injury in the course of this game, Tank Dell, you see him start to tick up in his looks and in his catches in a way that it feels like he's not been able to do. Like, so it's almost like, hey, those guys are out of the way.
Now does Tank, he step in?
Now Tank can flourish again. But yeah, it feels like you have enough pieces to still get this thing done. I thought that was the whole point of being seven deep at wide receiver.
No, it was. And again, I'm not necessarily advocating, oh, they got to get another receiver. What I'm saying is you got to look. You got to see what's out there, because it definitely, with the standard you have, with maybe some of the uncertainty, yes, you know, Mechie, Xavier Hutchinson, you know, made some plays. Is that something that you can absolutely count on? Is Tank Dell absolutely going to be step right in and be a number one? What happens when Nico comes back? So you got that happening too. So maybe Nico makes it a little easier to stay with the depth that you have. But what Stephon Diggs did was consistently give you five catches.
100%.
Like, consistently give you at least five catches. No less than five catches in any game this year. 5, 5, 6, 6, and 5 in his games. That's pretty significant. That's not off the charts, but that's pretty significant to have that consistency.
Yeah, and it was important to have a guy that you trusted at any given time to throw the football to. Mm-hmm. I do wonder if you feel confident enough when Nico Collins is available to come back off of IR. It seems like we've gotten, I think Aaron Wilson was reporting mm-hmm. that he is working towards, and it feels like he will be back ready once he's available off of, you know, to be activated off of IR. Does the idea that having Nico Collins and then Tank Dell, a starting lineup, a starting, you know, kind of a wide receiving core that you ran with last year and that mm-hmm. you were very happy about, is that sufficient enough, or would you still be like, ah, I might need another guy? Because I feel like that might just be the luxury of having a lot of wide receivers, making us, getting us to a place where we feel like you constantly need to have that many wide receivers.
No, I'm with you. And you just said, you know, the question is, we might need another wide receiver. They might feel, hey, we get Nico back, we're good.
Yeah, I think that's where I lean towards.
Yeah.
Especially seeing as it felt like you were making the whole offense out of Nico Collins to begin with, mm-hmm. right? If you have Nico and Tank Dell going in a certain way, I think that's plenty. Also, with the guys that you know that Mechie can, you can get the ball to Mechie in certain instances. You can get the ball to Hutchinson, and especially Robert Woods, who is really like a constant. You drop him in, and it's like you know what you're going to get out of him. I feel like that's the whole point of the depth. But that wasn't the only loss that you have. And I know we'll talk about, you know, Stephon Diggs on a one-year deal, depending on like what the mm-hmm. what the results of that MRI are, and what the, you know, injury designation or a diagnosis ends up being.
Yeah.
We'll have more conversation to have there. Offensive line is an interesting one, because mm-hmm. Jared Patterson gets injured in this one. He gets a concussion. And so that all but takes him out of, you know, the possibility
this week for sure.
of playing against the Jets.
Yeah.
Right. It felt like you had found something offensive line wise. Mm-hmm. Now, it was one drive, and I think Seth made a mention this earlier this morning that I had not given enough time to think about, which is what happens if now teams look at him and are able to break him down, and then is he going to be the left guard that fixes this for the rest of the season, or was that just a quick fix for the time being, and then you would still need to find some more adjustments or what have you? But I thought that was a really tough loss mm-hmm. as you seemed to finally get to the point where you were like, okay, Kenyon Green can't be in. We feel confident enough to move away from this number one or this first round pick that we had.
Yeah.
Finally okay to put Jared Patterson in there, and it clicks, and then you lose it instantly. I thought that was going to be a real, real huge turning point for this Texas team on the season.
Yeah, for this game, this victory, as we put it at the top of this, it was very, very costly. But it's not just this game because, you know, Kenyon Green is – it seems like the book has already been written on him, at least for this season. Like, it's not happening. We thought we saw some signs earlier, so now where do you go? They put Kenyon Green back in, and he wasn't really – he got blown up the first two plays back in, but he progressively, incrementally better over the course of the game, or enough, you know, good enough to get it done. But then who else is there? Kendrick Green? I don't know about Kendrick Green.
And that's a question we're going to have is like, what do you actually do in that left guard spot? Because mm-hmm. it seems like you've already admitted to yourself that, hey, Kenyon Green is not getting it done to the level necessary.
Yeah.
Is this, I mean, I understand in that game, you just throw him back out there because, you know, obviously if Patterson wasn't there, that's probably your next best option. But moving forward, is that something where you do need to lean and look at what Kendrick Green can give you there? Or do you start playing musical chairs? What are the questions there? That's a conversation to be had. During the course of this, right, you had Kalen Bullock leave the game mm-hmm. with a shoulder. Like, where does that take your mind to? Because I know that Kalen Bullock has been huge for what you're doing safety wise. Mm-hmm. He's been, he has the most, or he's tied for the most interceptions as for rookies in the league, and he has been incredible as your deepest safety. And you lost it for, I don't know what we have injury-wise on him. I don't imagine that it's going to be a major one, but that started me thinking about the depth conversation that we had.
Yeah.
Is that anything that came to mind for you?
A little bit, but I'm right there with you in terms of, you know, that's one where we have to see, you know, not going to be a whole lot of practices per se this week that we're going to be able to see if he's on the field or not. This is basically a Thursday for a game week, which means you're kind of late in the process. So they're sort of expediting stuff. The fact that it's a short week would make me want to lean like he may not play on Thursday just because it is a short week. But I don't think it's necessarily, quote, serious. But it's serious this week. You know, you obviously can't afford to go up to New York and lose to that team.
So with those three kind of injury things that happened and maybe something else, did I miss anything else when the course?
Well, just the lingering ones, which wasn't in this game, but the lingering ones, got to see how they respond.
Yeah.
You know, Toa and Al-Shaair, we don't really know the extent of his injury. But yeah, those are the things that you have to look at as well.
And then Christian Harris still being kind of nowhere to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see this possibly affecting the next game? Because I feel like in football, when we talk about Pyrrhic victories, it's really about, does this now affect other ones? And because mm-hmm. of this quick turnaround that you have on Thursday, how do you feel that these affect these? Because for me, wide receiver, I think that hurts, but I think you'll be able to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
Kalen Bullock, I think he'll thug it out ultimately, and we'll see what it looks like. It's the offensive line one that really yes. raises eyebrows for me. But in some ways, you're back to where you were prior when it comes to Kenyon Green. It's not optimal, right? Because he has been getting beat relatively consistently. Yeah. But it is where you were before.
Yeah, because it's safe to say Jared Patterson is not going to play this week on a short week with concussion protocol. Kenyon Green has not improved. Kendrick Green, as we talked about, I don't know how much you know, confidence you have in him. And oh, by the way, it really wasn't like a sterling effort at the other positions along the offensive line.
No, but yeah. I think they've stabilized to the point where it's kind of consistently what it is. It's not consistently yeah. great, but it's consistently what it is. And I think that you can kind of work off of that mm-hmm. if there's not a weak link in the middle that's letting guys fly at your quarterback pretty quickly.
Exactly.
So yeah, I funny enough, in talking through it, I do not believe it was a Pyrrhic victory, but we honestly haven't gotten the full extent
the Diggs thing
of
we'll
what the
see.
Injury is. Yeah, so we're waiting on news on Stephon Diggs, who mm-hmm. it really was just planting that right foot in the ground. Mm-hmm. And
I watched it so many times, I didn't see anything twist or turn. It just kind of went out.
And those are the ones that are yeah, the scariest, right? Yeah. If there's some level of knock, maybe you say that, oh man, you know, there's a bruise or something mm-hmm. like that. No, there's no, you know.
Nope.
No idea of a bruise. So, like, best case scenario is what? Like, there's some level of meniscus issue.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case scenario, you're talking about an ACL or MCL, like, tear to where you're losing yeah. the rest of the season, if not other parts of the year. So, yeah, that's – we'll watch that space. But really something that the Texans are going to have to navigate over the course of this week, clearly, as they're finishing out, like, that three-game and really tight span week, but then also as the season progresses moving forward. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the Rockets getting a perplexing loss this weekend and Lopez's favorite player going to play tonight. We'll talk about that more next.